Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Hold on a minute. I have to turn up the volume. Just hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Hello?
Yes, we're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and also about the upcoming election for president, Congress, and other offices. And we'd like to get your opinions. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you.
But you'll have
First
to speak
all,
more slowly.
Okay. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
And as you know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, just somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
Very likely.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
I'm a Democrat, but I think I'm, yes, I am registered Democrat. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background? Hispanic?
My main
Asian,
what?
Racial background? African American,
yes.
White, Caucasian, or other race, not this year?
Yeah, white.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, between 18 and 45. 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Now, generally speaking, will you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they got enough on the ground track in general?
Say again, please, slowly.
Generally speaking, will you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or ground track? In general.
Yes. Monroe County. Right direction. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I will give it
right
that.
Direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, affordable housing, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, or the last three, taxes and county government spending, traffic and congestion, or protecting the environment.
What was the first one?
Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
That's very important. And then there was one about development in Monroe County. What does that say?
Okay. So the most important is inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, correct?
No. I'm trying to decide between that one and what was the one about in...
We'll repeat the list, okay? I have property insurance costs, hurricane...
No, wait. Hold on. Slow down, Papa. Slowly.
Yes.
There was one choice about inflation and cost.
Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Yes, that's one.
This is the most important.
Yes. No.
I need to know just one.
Please give me the rest of the list again, or I can just hang up now.
Okay, I will repeat the list. Proper insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, affordable housing, overdevelopment, crime and public
safety.
Yes,
that's the other one. Overdevelopment or inflation, and I can't decide which is more important. Probably inflation.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Holly Merrill Rashine. Holly Merrill Rashine. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, it's Rashine, by the way. The accent
very
is on the first syllable.
Somewhat favorable.
Oh, yeah, somewhat favorable, yeah.
Okay. The next one, Paul Wunderlich.
I don't know who that is. No opinion.
Never heard of him. Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden? Very favorable?
Oh, dear. I guess somewhat favorable.
Just somewhat. The next one, Rick Ramsey. Do you recognize the name, Rick Ramsey?
Yes, I do, yes.
How would you rate Rick Ramsey? Very favorable, just somewhat?
Yes,
or
very favorable, very favorable.
Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump?
Most unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Yes.
Okay. And the last two candidates, Ron DeSantis. How would you rate Ron DeSantis?
Also very worst.
Very unfavorable. And the last
yes.
one, Melissa Thomey. Do you recognize the name? Melissa Thomey?
No, I know who that is.
Never heard of. Thank you.
Nope.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County...
You have to speak... You're speaking too fast, Bubba. Slow down your speech so that I can understand what you're saying.
Okay. If the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Melissa Thomey, a Republican candidate. Or Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate.
It's Rashine, I just told you. Her,
okay.
Rashine.
Rashine, sorry.
Yes, yes. I vote for her.
So, you will vote for Holly Merrill Rashine. Okay.
Yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Merrill Rashine?
Probably.
As you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means
mm-hmm.
one of these three Republicans will win the election. Which comes closer to your view? I have two options. The first one, I could never vote for a Republican candidate, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate. I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot. Or the second option, I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better, when I learn more about them. The first option or the second one?
No, I told you already that I would vote for Holly Rashine.
But which comes closer to your view, the first statement or the second one?
The second one, sure. You're not paying attention, Bubba. Yes.
Yes, but I need to read everything verbatim, and I need...
Yeah, the second one, yes.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Yes, somewhat.
Somewhat approved, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? I have two options again. The first option, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government, or a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. The first option or the second one?
Second.
And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? I have two options. Again, a candidate position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime, or a candidate position on future development in Monroe County?
Oh, no, the first.
Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I have no opinion.
Okay. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowners. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have two options again. The first one, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until these affordability crises get better. Or, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need of to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
Yeah, two.
Or the second one. The second one, okay? And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Your opinion is very important. If you knew the following statements about Holly Mary Rashin were true, will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Mary Rashin in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one. Holly Mary
Rashin. Stop and start again more slowly, please.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about Holly Mary Rashin were true, will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Mary Rashin in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? And if it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. Okay? The first one is, Holly Mary Rashin is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashin has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm of our quality of life. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference.
Well, one would have to assume that that were true, so I have no opinion on that.
Okay.
That's not true. Okay.
The next one, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Mary Rashin support efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
I didn't understand the question. Can you repeat it?
Yeah. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Mary Rashin support efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. That statement makes you much more likely to support her. Somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
If that were true, then yes, I would support her.
Correct.
Yes.
If you knew the following statement about her for true, much more likely or somewhat more?
Yes, I just said yes. I would support her, yes.
Okay, but I need to select the option much more likely or...
Okay, I think we're done, Papa. So thank you very much for your interest. Goodbye.
Are you sure there are just a few more questions?